Jonathan Pickerell's head basketball coach of Polo. Panthers have a couple games at NCMC over the Christmas break. They'll be next week. One of those is King City and South Holt's going to be the other game. And four wins so far for Polo over the first eight games. One of those was a rematch game with Maysville, or I guess it wasn't a win, but one of the games was a rematch game with Maysville, and one of those was their league opener against Milan in reverse order. But Milan was first one, Coach. It's been almost 2 weeks ago now, or at least a week and a half ago. Milan at home. Milan wins 58-26. First of all, it was a little closer to what the score was.
Yeah, I'd say it was a little bit closer. I mean, even at halftime, I knew we were down by quite a bit, but I just felt like we were getting the shots that we wanted. We just couldn't get them to fall. And then defensively, I thought we were doing a tremendous job on the majority of their sets. The Bowley kid really shot well that night. He hadn't shot that great to me in some of the films that I'd watched, and I felt like he came out and he was the aggressive one for their team, and he really ignited them offensively. And defensively, we just didn't make adjustments to his jump shot. But like I said, I felt like we were getting the looks that we wanted to. We just couldn't get them to fall.
And then Maysville was earlier this week, had Maysville after a Putnam County game was called off due to weather. That's going to be made up in the early part of January. But Maysville wins 60-42. As I mentioned, that was a rematch game and a game that was really close, 50-50 game that you won at the Gallatin tournament. This one, though, at Maysville, really against a Maysville team that might be young this year, but you know they're a little like Milan in the fact that they are competitive. I don't think they've had the record success that Milan has had to that extent, but they're doing okay.
Yep, they are. I'd say both teams, us and them, are kind of in the same boat. Both teams really young. They've got three seniors on their team that just play their hearts out and really set the tone against our young guys the other night, diving for loose balls, and their kids were just hustling, and we weren't. I mean, we had two big things, I think, go against us. One was we hadn't touched a basketball since the previous Thursday, couldn't get in the gym, weren't allowed to by administration just because of the weather and the unsafe roads. So, I mean, that kind of hurt us. You could definitely tell that we hadn't played for a while. And then the second thing, we got into foul trouble in the first quarter. We had two of our starters, really three of us, our starters in the first 10 minutes were on the bench. So then we're digging on the bench trying to come up with guys that will come in and fill minutes. And we were a varsity player short. He had some knee troubles at practice last week. So, I mean, that kind of hurt us just overall depth. And then, like I said, just not touching a basketball. We shot well. There's plays where they were the ones diving for loose balls. It looks like they were fully in tune. And Coach Carter does a great job getting those guys motivated, and they definitely wanted it more than we did.
Well, those were two, you know, I guess those were the two same results, but they were two much different sounding games, or as they unfolded anyway. In order to negotiate some foul trouble this year, considering the situation you're in, if you had three down, that sounds like that's major bridge to try to gap. If you do get in foul trouble and you have to go steal minutes, what would you be comfortable with trying to bridge, like a 2-3-4 minute gap with maybe one or two players?
What we tried to do the other night is we tried to go about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then sub one of the other guys in. That way we could, and we stayed in man, and we just put them on one of their guards we felt like wasn't going to be an aggressive driver. But several of the fouls that we had after that point were just us fouling 65 feet from the basket. And it doesn't matter what I do as a coach. If the kid goes out there and tries to have a dumb foul like that, there's nothing I can do. So they're going to realize, I mean, as young as we are, they're going to realize pretty quick if they value playing and being on the floor that they're not going to have fouls like that. So it was a good learning experience, I think, for our young guys. I think they understand that you can't have mistakes like that and put the other team on the free throw line 65 feet from the basket.
And then in regard to what must have been a really tough shooting night against Milan, was that was that the toughest night that you've had in terms of shooting the basketball? Because, you know, like you said, In terms of quality of shots and shots that you were willing to have them take, you thought that was fine. But it was that just is that just chalk up to being a bad shooting night?
Yeah, I mean, Milan's very long. They're very athletic, and they move really well in their 2-3 zone. I mean, the Dabney kid down low, it's not like he's a short kid. He's 6'3", 6'4", can get up off the ground. I just felt like there were times where we get the ball inside the paint, and it's a makeable shot. I mean, no contact, should make it, and we just didn't. So I'd say, yeah, it is a tribute, not necessarily quality, but really just finishing. I mean, we had great looks, just didn't finish it, but that is definitely our worst output as far as scoring and getting the shots that we wanted to.
Okay, you have two games at NCMC. One of those is King City, off to a decent start this year. That team looks like they've kind of got some chemistry, and they've got some pretty noted wins, or at least results, even a couple other games that they haven't won. You'll notice the result because they were that competitive. And then South Holt, to me, is kind of a team that's a team that they really ride momentum a lot. And, boy, if you get on the other side of that, that's a dangerous spot.
Yeah. Like you kind of said, King City, they play really well together, and they all play roles. They all have a role, and it's nice to watch them play on film because it looks like their kids, there's no dissension whatsoever if they're not getting their points or anything. And sometimes you don't see that in high school basketball players all the time, that everybody buys in. So I know Coach Coe's doing a great job, and I know that they're playing really hard. I watched their Stanbury film the other day, and holy moly, those kids really played well against Stanbury, so they're a dangerous team. I know we're going to try and take away some of the things they do well, but again, it's going to come down to how hard are we going to play and are we going to be aggressive. And then South Holt, we played them last year at Osborne Tournament, and I know they pretty much returned everybody, and we know what they can do. They offensively can shoot the ball, they can drive. I mean, they've got a lot of players that can get out there and put the ball in the hole, so we know we're going to have to play really good defense against both teams next week in order to compete, in order to win.
That's Jonathan Pickerel. He's head basketball coach of Polo.